Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show with Dr. Louisa discussing domestic violence. And today we're just going to jump right in and get started. Hope you have something to write with on today. And remember, we're going to remind you of the national hotline number to call because it may be very helpful to someone that's listening on today. So first, let's give a little bit of information about the statistics of domestic violence. 20 people per minute are physically abused. 20 people per minute are physically abused. Now, don't sit there thinking, you know, am I in a domestic violent relationship or am I in an abusive relationship? Just know that there is no sex, gender, race, creed, color that is exempt from being abused. So try to get that thought out of your mind. Every time it comes to your mind, don't think about it because it can happen to anyone. In 2020 alone, 3 in 1 women and 1 in 4 men were statistics of domestic violence or domestic abuse. 30% of all female murdered victims are killed by an intimate partner. That's a lot. 30% of all female murders are victims. We're going to give the national hotline number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. In 1976, 1 in 3 women report physical sexual abuse. That's 1 in 3 women, ever since the year 1976, report 1 in 3 women report physical sexual abuse. Okay, so what kinds of domestic violence are there? There is violence against children, violence against parents, the elderly, and I think I mentioned last week there's stalking, there's cyber stalking, there's harassing. So we just need to be aware of our surroundings. Okay, intimate partner violence. In the year 2016, 2018 increased by 42.7%. Physical violence by an intimate partner in lifetime, it happens 23% of women and 13.9% of men are physically abused by an intimate partner. Yes, women are also abusive in relationships. Okay. Abusers use violence, intimidation, degradation, and isolation to deprive victims of their dignity, respect. So, just pay attention to see if someone is trying to do some of those things to you. Next, I think we mentioned this last week, the presence of a gun in the home increases the homicide by 500%. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crime. And just in case you haven't gone back to listen to any of my previous recordings, In October of 1987, it became Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And the purpose of that is to connect organizations with individuals. Remember, the people that are on these hotlines, they are trained and able to just listen if that's all you want them to do, or they can provide you information if you need to go to a shelter or find a home. 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. That is 20 people per minute. In 1 year alone, more than 10 million men and women physically abused by an intimate partner. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men are stalked with fear about being attacked by someone. And then for men, they're afraid to use the services because men are looked kind of down upon if they go seeking help because of domestic violence. 3 women, 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical abuse by an intimate partner. Slapping, shoving, pushing. It may even involve physical abuse. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical abuse. 1 in 7 women, 1 in 25 men are injured due to domestic abuse. 1 in 10 women are involved in rape. The statistics are not available. Well, let's get that for men. So hotline number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Hearing impaired, 800-787-3224. 800-787-3224. Remember, domestic abuse often escalates from just threats and verbal abuse to physical violence. And this violence may even end up in murder. And here is one thing to really pay attention to and put it in your psyche. You may be able to help someone with it. The key elements of domestic abuse are, 1, intimidation, 2, humiliating the other person, and then physical injury. So just think about that. Could be occurring to one of your best friends, one of your relatives, even could be happening to you. Abuser is purposefully using verbal, nonverbal, or physical means to gain control over the other person. And domestic violence or domestic abuse, that's what it's all about. It's all about gaining control over someone else. Now, just to make the record clear, in some cultures, control of women by men is accepted as the norm, although that's beginning to change. So this is all information I'm just sharing with you. Now, you may call, or someone may call the police to come out, but they don't always, it's changing slowly, but they do not always treat domestic abuse as a crime, but rather as a domestic dispute. And we see recently with the person that was recently killed that was out on a road trip, with her fiancé, how the police can just take things the wrong way and not even are aware of the warning signs that are right there in front of them if they just use their ears to listen to what the person is saying. Okay, we have 3 minutes left. Clergy or counselors may have the attitude that the relationship needs to be improved and that the relationship can work. Give more time and effort. You may want to call 800-799-7233. Talk to someone about it. Talk about an advocate. Talk about people that are professionals in this field that's able to tell you if what you're saying, you know, and what you're talking about is really nothing to be concerned about. Let you know that there are some red flags there. And it's up to you if you want to find someplace else to go or someplace to stay. Okay? Next. Domestic abuse is more common in low-income populations only because the victims, they may lack mobility and financial resources to leave an abusive relationship. And then society, although I think this is changing also, contributes to domestic violence by not taking it seriously enough and by treating it as expected, normal, or desired, which is not true at all. Okay? So I hope that we're saying some information today that could really help you. You know, with myself, as I do these shows, I guess I bring up to the surface for myself what I have gone through in an abusive relationship. And it's not easy. It's not easy to realize, you know, that you fell prey to such a relationship. But at the same time, what's so fortunate about mine is that there was no physical abuse, but that mental, that verbal, you know, even though it doesn't occur the way it used to, there are still some scars there. So do not think that you're alone, because you're not. Looks like we have 1 minute and 30 seconds left. So what is domestic abuse between intimate partners? Between spouses or intimate partners is when one person in a marital or intimate relationship tries to control the other person. And I really think what I've read before and what I've shared on the show is that people who become abusers of others, it's because they've grown up seeing it as a norm in their home setting. They saw how it was able to go work within their home when they grew up, and they just began to just using what they learned and fine-tune their skills to be able to attract people that were susceptible to fall for whatever they had to say. Domestic abuse that includes physical violence is called domestic violence between the two. Domestic abuse that includes physical violence is called domestic violence. So we don't have that long left. So I want to ask you to please become a follower of the show. If you're online, all you do is click on that little purple icon that says follow. And feel free to leave a comment. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.